It's been about a year since Wayne Olson put forward the idea of turning Old Pelham Town Hall in Fenwick into an arts and culture hub for the town. It was at the May 17, 2023 council meeting when a motion by Olson was approved unanimously, tasking staff to come up with a report on the idea. At the time, the councillor referred to the building located at Canberra Road and Memorial Drive as an important, but potentially underutilized community asset and recreational space for the town. He did recognize at the time that the building would need a lot of repair and upgrades and that would come at a cost. His motion called on staff to look for grant opportunities that may help get the ball rolling. So, what has happened in that year? Different people around town are interested, Olson said. Included in those interested parties is Pelham resident Emily Oriold, co-founder and artistic director of the Foster Festival in St. Catharines. The group is very interested in the idea of having the hall become an arts hub. We made a presentation to staff with the hopes of having a performance space in Pelham, Oriold said, adding that town staff were receptive to what the group had to say. That was encouraging. As a bit of a dry run, the festival mounted a Christmas show at the hall to get an idea of what they would require. There would need to be some work done, Oriold said. We had room for about 80 seats, she said. We would need a 300-seat hall. Currently, the festival is based out of the Mandeville Theatre at Ridley College. That building is already being used for things such as weddings, baby showers, and seniors programs, and the Foster Festival uses it as a rehearsal space. There's a large hurdle standing in the way, however, the councillor said. It is still on septic service. That was something that came up last year when Olson brought his motion forward, and it was determined at that time that wastewater improvements would be a part of any building refurbishing. Sow David Cribbs, meanwhile, said there are no immediate plans to create a hub but that it would likely be a part of the discussions when council updates the town's strategic plan next year. They may well include it at that time, Cribbs said, adding that when Olson's motion was dealt with at council, no further action was recommended at that time. Cribbs' comments were echoed by Vicky Van Ravensway, the town's director of Recreation, Culture and Wellness. We'll look at it again when council is doing their strategic planning process for 2025, she said. That will be in September. Any funding needed for the project could then become a part of the budget process if council so desires, and the town would also seek out grants to help with the cost. Olson, meanwhile, said that's exactly what he will be doing when the time comes. I really think art really is important to the community, he said.